This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the most powerful men in Washington, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, is facing growing questions about his fundraising practices, potential ethics violations, and his ties to lobbyists. The Texas Republican denies any wrongdoing and says he's the target of partisan attacks. But as new facts come to light, DeLay is spending more of his time answering questions about his own problems rather than his party's agenda. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Washington reporters packed Tom DeLay's office today, the air buzzing with questions about one of the most powerful Republicans in Washington. A snowball effect is building a startling momentum that even he can't ignore anymore. First, there were the admonishments, three of them, from the bipartisan House Ethics Committee last session of Congress. DeLay was slapped on the wrist for his fundraising practices. Then there was the civil trial in Texas, where prosecutors said one of DeLay's political action committees broke the law in how it raised and spent campaign money. A grand jury in Texas has also indicted three close associates on similar charges. And now there are accusations that DeLay took trips to Korea and Britain that were funded by foreign organizations and big-time lobbyists, like his former associate, Jack Abramoff. And so when DeLay finally spoke to reporters today, pencils flew. DeLay said, quote, "I feel confident I've done nothing wrong." He called the recent allegations fiction and innuendo. And he also said, quote, "There has been a growing frenzy surrounding the Ethics Committee, with Democrats and their allies attempting to use it as a partisan tool for partisan ends." But in a sign that his political organization has gone into damage control mode, DeLay flatly refuses to speak about these issues before microphones or TV cameras. When DeLay spoke about tax policy to a national conference of Republicans this afternoon, he was anything but defensive. In fact, he was confident and aggressive.
Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. Good afternoon. Or as Howard Dean might say, good afternoon.
And in Congress, DeLay's supporters, like Texas Republican John Carter, are leading the defense.
We're seeing conviction in the newspapers or in the media without any evidence and without any presentation of evidence, only accusations.
But off the record, one Republican said he and others are starting to get questions from constituents in their districts about DeLay, something that could cause them to worry. At the same time, a new Gallup poll is showing a significant drop in Americans' approval of Congress, down to just 37%, the lowest it's been since after the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. Today, several watchdog groups called on the majority leader to resign from his leadership post. Shelley Pingree of Common Cause said DeLay is becoming a symbol of the need for reform in the House.
The longer he stays there, the more focus and attention there is on him as a volatile figure and why this process needs to be changed.
The House Ethics Committee hasn't begun its work yet this year. Republicans installed new rules for the committee, making it harder to investigate any high-profile complaint, including against DeLay. The new rule says that if Republicans and Democrats on the committee can't agree within 45 days on whether to investigate a complaint, the charges will die. Democrats on the committee are digging in their heels, refusing to let the panel work until those new rules are changed. The new chairman of the Ethics Committee, Washington Republican Doc Hastings, says the Democrats are only keeping the panel from moving forward.
And if the Democrats would allow us to do that, we could get on with the work.
But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Democrats will fight for a higher standard of ethics. Today, she pushed for a bipartisan investigation into the new Ethics Committee rules.
They think the fate of one person is more important than a high standard of performance for the American people.
But the motion failed. All but one Republican voted against it. That lone Republican, Colorado's Joel Heffley, the man who'd been chairman of the Ethics Committee last year when it admonished Tom DeLay. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.